personally, I think that, you know, Alex was talking about the fact that some people choose to do full-blown PPMs and others do not. But I think risk factors is probably one of the key things of that long laundry list of information that publicly traded companies have to provide, and that you may want to provide some selected bit of selected set of information about the client that you're working with. I would say that risk factors is probably one of the most important of all. And so we start out really with what constitutes risk factors.
Well, a basic definition is important. So what are risk factors, and or what is a risk factor? And I can tell you from experience that they mean different things for different people. When you're visiting with your client to start drafting on the document, it'll mean one thing to him. As you're going through the process, you'll form your own opinion of what a risk factor is. When you get to the investor, he'll have an opinion of what a risk factor is. And if the deal goes south, he'll have a little different perspective of what a risk factor is, as will his plaintiff's counsel. So I think one way to look at it is the same way that Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart said. We've all heard this before. I know it when I see it. But in terms of really what is a good way of summarizing what a risk factor is, we have the definition on the screen, which it's a specific cautionary statement that an issuer makes regarding the risks inherent in its business operations or its proposed venture, its financial position, the industry involved, and the type of securities being offered.